I think you have to stay in touch with the grassroots people all the time. And I think that you have to listen to what they're saying, and what are the, you know, when I go to write the next collection, what is the experience of life saying to me? We can stay in an ecclesiastical cocoon and tell ourselves that it's all lovely and that, but that, you know, that's not going to mean an awful lot to people out there who are searching and answering questions. For me also as well, meeting people after concerts or whatever you do, that has turned out for me to be, I suppose, a very significant time, because people will tell you where they're at and where and how they can find God. And as a creative person, I need to be listened to that as well, you know. I also think that I have good people around me. You know, as a business person, I am just absolutely hopeless. But, you know, the people around me, I can trust now. And I think that, you know, if you can be creative and that and listen, I think, you know, but I don't know if that's answering your question.
Well, do you have any stories? Are there any particular incidences of people who have come up to you that have struck you or have struck a chord with you, where they talk about how your music has affected them or has helped them maybe through a difficult patch in their life?
I think that one of the things about the music is the ability maybe to bring people into a space where they feel in some way, two things, where they feel they're able to in some way get in touch with a higher level or a higher consciousness or God, I would call it. And in doing so, I think that some of the hurts and the brokenness in their own life, you know, they become very, I suppose, conscious of that, but also that in some way there's an element about the music and the prayer that is able to bring some kind of healing. And particularly around grief as well, particularly around also separation. And I suppose around people who are searching as well. I constantly meet people who were in a bad space or in a bad place, and they would listen to the music. And it's only afterwards they'd be able to tell you, look, I was in a bad place. Like yesterday, a woman walked up and just said, you don't know who I am, but I just want to say thank you. And I said, what for? And she said, I was just in a very bad place, and I just kept listening to your music, and I'm in a much better space now. You know, so you don't think too much about, well, it's lovely to hear it, but my biggest worry is where the next song is going to come out of, you know. And you don't do it for that kind of stuff, but it's nice to hear it, and it makes it all worthwhile, and, you know.
Do you worry, you mentioned that there, about the worry of where the next song comes from. I mean, do you feel like you have an inspiration, or you're in touch with an inspiration, but that it's a very fragile inspiration, or that it's a very fragile connection?
That's a lovely word, actually. I think that, you know, I read a book by a guy called Thomas Green a number of years ago, and I've kept it on my shelf. It's called When the Well Runs Dry. You know, it has a brilliant cover on it because it's just this landscape where all this earth is just all cracked from the sun and that. And that's one of the things I worry about, when the well runs dry. And how do I don't want to say reinvent yourself, but how do you stay relevant in what you're doing as well? I have to say that I have to find time for reflection and silence in my own life as well. That's the first thing. I also think that it's the prayers of other people who, you know, and you meet, one of the things here is that you talk about, you know, humility. You meet people who are humble enough to tell you about their own brokenness, and also that they're humble enough to stop you and say thank you for what you're doing. And you can't but be moved by that and by their sincerity. That's really been important to me as well, you know. But I do, of course, I worry about the next song. Yeah. And I just pray to God that it'll come along somewhere and somehow. So the next projects are, there are three projects that I've been working on. I've just been working on a translation in Irish for the a new Irish Mass. I hadn't done one since the first 20 years ago. So that's coming out in September. And I'm looking forward to doing, because I'm working with Irish traditional musicians, and it's just to make, in some way, the Irish culture a little bit more contemporary for people who go to church. I'm working on a Christmas album, which I'm going to record in August. This has been totally self-indulgent because I'm recording the Christmas songs that I love. I'm doing it with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and I'm just looking forward to singing with them, you know, kind of a nice Christmas songs, not all carols, but Christmas songs that I like. And it's like Liam Lawton meets Michael Bublé. How arrogant is that? But and the other thing is, I have a book coming out, which I'm excited about, in November, which is called Where God Hides. And it's about finding God in the unexpected, very unexpected places because of my journey in the last 20 years in the music. And some of the stories are, you know, just remarkable. Nothing to do with me at all, but just remarkable. And what I've done is I've kept the stories over the years, and now I'm putting them into a story form. And they're from all over the world.